Would you let your smartphone share your location if it meant one day you could come to a stranger's rescue? In certain Northwest cities now, 911 dispatch sends out mobile phone alerts to citizen responders nearby when a person has a heart attack in a public place. Correspondent Tom Bonsi explains through a Spokane family's story of survival.
Last September, Karen Garrison went shopping with her children at a ballet store in Spokane. It was there her youngest child, baby Nolan, stopped breathing.
It was such a blur. Someone yelled, "Call 911, he's not breathing." He was blue. And
the shopkeeper immediately dialed for help.
I don't know CPR or anything, and so I just was holding him basically until I was assuming the ambulance would arrive first.
At that moment, about a block and a half away, master mechanic Jeff Olson was fixing a car at the Perfection Tire Garage. His smartphone squawked to life.
The phone went off. I thought, well, that's kind of strange. I wonder if it's another, like an Amber Alert or something like that. And I looked down and it said, CPR needed. It gave me an address and I'm going, wow, that's just short.
Way away. Olson knew that seconds count in such a situation. He moonlights as a volunteer EMT with an ambulance service north of Spokane. He says he washed his hands real quick and dashed to the scene.
And so I asked her, you know, what's going on, what's happening, and then scooped the baby and put him into my arm and started doing some rescue breathing for him.
Half a year before, Olson had downloaded a free smartphone app called Pulse Point. The app automatically notifies users when there's a cardiac emergency nearby. It's tied in to participating 911 dispatch centers. The idea is for citizen responders to start CPR when medics are still on the way.
So the more responders that we can get there that can switch out CPR and keep that person's blood pumping until we have professional responders there, the more likely that person is to survive.
Brian Schaefer is the assistant fire chief in Spokane. Spokane County and the Portland-Vancouver-Salem metro area are the first communities in the Northwest to adopt Pulse Point. The app was invented about 5 years ago by a fire chief from Northern California. Schaefer says in the Spokane area, the app triggers an alert to citizen responders within a quarter mile of an incident about 150 times per year. Some percentage of those make a life-saving difference, although the chief can't say exactly how many because the Good Samaritans often disappear before they can be debriefed and thanked.
Anybody can be a rescuer. It is that simple. In fact, traditionally we used to teach CPR in fire stations. We don't even do that anymore. It's all on the internet.
Schaefer says in the case of baby Nolan, the nearest fire engine was on another call, so it took more than 5 minutes for medics to arrive. Citizen responder Jeff Olson and the Pulse Point app got credit for saving baby Nolan's life.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Olson didn't know the Garrison family before, but now, 8 months later, they've become reacquainted under happier circumstances. Nolan's father, Michael Garrison, says the baby made a full recovery. Garrison now wants everyone at the coffee house he owns trained in CPR and signed up with Pulse Point.
This is the point of the app on your phone. It's not just Angry Birds. It's not just things to waste your life. It's actually a perfect example of a selfless app that's there to help other people.
The uptake by emergency dispatch centers in the Northwest has been scattershot. Some departments, such as Olympia Thurston County, discovered their dispatch software is incompatible with the app. In Boise, an administrator said other 911 upgrades have higher priority. Pulse Point is coming to the region's biggest metro area, Seattle, King County, and adjacent Snohomish County, once they raise the money to cover the startup costs. I'm Tom Bonsi in Spokane.